Welcome back here on Radio on the Go, post-match coverage of regional final volleyball for the number two Wolverines as D&H is heading back to state for a sixth straight season. And one of the key contributors to getting that done was Keely Cowton here tonight. Keely, double-digit kills for you. How'd it feel helping your team out in that way?
It felt amazing. Like all the work that we put in, and it just came together as a team, and it was awesome.
How it feels to be part of history for this team. This is a dynasty for volleyball in 2A, heading back to state for a sixth straight year.
Yes, it's awesome. I can't wait to play at the state tournament and just show everybody what we got.
Watching the match here tonight, I was really impressed by the chemistry that this team has, how well you communicate, you getting a chance to be with your teammates all the time, how you've grown that here this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a lot of team bonding, and we're just all great friends on and off the court, and it just shows on the court when we play.
For you, getting your work done along the front line, the time you put in to be at your best in matches like this.
Yeah, we put in a lot of time and effort, lots of communication out there, and it comes together and it shows.
Your connection with your setter, Meester, she was able to find you on some really good spots along your right or middle. She were doing a really good job at middle here again tonight. The connection you made with her to finish the way you do.
Yeah, it was really good. Our connection was great tonight. It was great. Every time she sets, we always have a great connection.
For you defensively, you had some really good attackers for the Cardinals to try and slow down, able to get a couple blocks for you as well. How you were able to kind of slow those attackers for the Cardinals down in your role as a middle?
Yeah, it was good. I feel like we all put in the effort, and it shows, especially on the blocking and hitting and the passing in the back row. It was great.
Moving to next week's state tournament, what you feel this team needs to do to keep the energy up the way you've been playing here this postseason so far, carry it with you down to Coralville?
I think we have to bring the energy and be excited for all the time and memories we had to make down there, and just don't take anything for granted.
The leadership that you've been able to take for this year's team, you've just continued to grow in your game, how you've taken on a leadership role here this year.
Yes, we all have as seniors, especially coming in, graduating hard and then stepping in that place. I felt like it was great, and we showed them how to be a team.
Getting a chance to have volleyball be part of your senior tour, you're a multi-sport athlete. What it's been like here this fall to come out and play with your teammates, having an amazing year and heading to state with this team?
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. Of course, it's sad that it's my senior year, but it's always fun, especially the state tournament and everything. Yeah.
Final thoughts, Keely, is a great night for you and a great night for the team heading back to state.
Yes, it's awesome. I'm so excited, and I can't wait for our team to show what we can do at state.
Keely, congrats to you and the Wolverines. Have fun next week at the 2A state tournament, wrapping up your senior season here with the Wolverines.
Thank you so much.